Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about some of the themes from Pentecost. You know, we just came through a celebration this past weekend of this extraordinary event. You know, Pope Benedict XVI said that Pentecost is the culmination of Jesus' whole mission and ministry. Jesus came so that he could pour out the Holy Spirit. He took on human flesh for that reason. He took on sin and destroyed it. He destroyed death's power. He passed from death to life. He brought about the existence, the capacity, the power, the reality to be able to live a life beyond death. Not just continue the one we have, but to step into a whole new life, a life that is what? Sharing in the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ. And the fact that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, that he's reigning in glory now, that the new creation has begun in him, that, and he is who he says he was, the whole resurrection and outpouring of the Spirit is the culmination of that work so that human beings here and now who are baptized into Christ become a new creation and can begin to live the life of the kingdom now. We can live transformed lives. We can live lives that are already literally tasting the things to come, tasting the life of God, his goodness, his mercy, his forgiveness, his kindness, his love, his patience, his beauty, his joy, all the things that he promised we can have now in this life amidst all these trials, amidst all these difficulties. This is why I just love the gospel. I just love Christianity so much and the work of the Spirit. Because as the apostles teach us and as they model for us, as of course Jesus himself did, walking in his footsteps, they're complete realists in the best sense of that term. They're not hiding from the fact that life on earth is a trial, that to live in the kingdom on this earth is going to cost us something, and it could cost us our entire lives at some point, that we live in a fallen world. And in this fallen world is sickness and disease and difficulty and disappointment and sadness. And we're battling against a wicked enemy, satanic power. It's all part of life here on earth. The apostles were completely in touch with it. But they were in touch with what was most important. They were very much aware of the trial and the difficulty. But that didn't consume them. It didn't discourage them. They were tempted to be discouraged at times, but because of where their mind and heart was placed, they were centered on what God had done for them in Christ. They knew who they were. They were living already in this trial. They understood that they were bearing about in the earthen vessels that they are, that they were carrying a treasure. A hidden treasure inside. They understood that they were temples of the living God. And they knew that the circumstances in this life couldn't steal their joy, couldn't steal their hope, couldn't steal the knowledge, the living knowledge of God's love for them. They lived by the promises, for the promises, as Peter would say, the very precious promises of God, which we've been touching on over the last number of weeks. And it's the Spirit of God that makes us sons and daughters of God, but it's that Spirit, friends, that reveals to each one of us if we're attentive, if we're hungry, if we're thirsty. Remember, Jesus said, if you thirst, if you come to me, whoever's thirsty, I'm going to quench your thirst. Whoever longs for the more, I will give the more. Whoever longs for the kingdom, I'll give the kingdom. You can have as much of God in this world as your heart is willing to long for, to step into. He's given his entire self to you and to me. And one of the things the church is giving us in the readings post-Pentecost is pictures of what it looks like to live in and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Beginning, of course, Monday, was with Our Lady herself, the mother of the church, the one who really taught us in the first disciple who taught us how to walk by the Spirit. She was fully, you know, the Spirit of the Lord was upon her. And the Spirit of the Lord's upon you. Jesus said, everyone who's baptized into Christ and confirmed into him, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And the Holy Spirit wants to help us in these difficult days, friends. And today, one of the things we remember is the Ugandan martyrs, Charles Lwanga and his companions, the young Africans who were killed by the Bugandan king because they refused to give in to sexual perversion and what he was trying to do with them. They're a model for us. They're crowned just like Our Lady. Now, they're not the queen or king of heaven and earth. She has a unique place, absolutely unique place, but they're given a crown, the crown of glory that they share in, that belongs to Christ. And to me, I've been to that shrine in Uganda a number of times, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. We've had some very, very large events there, tens of thousands of people. And I'm always profoundly impressed by the brothers and sisters there, their total dedication to Christ, their love for him, their love for one another, their kindness, their gentle spirits. It's just great. It's just a blessing to see it. And just yesterday in the gospel reading, if you didn't have a chance to tune into yesterday's program, by the way, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can download the programs and listen to them right there, or just download the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to the programs whenever it's convenient for you, or the Ave Maria app. The Pharisees who were trying to trip Jesus up, trying to trap him, said, you know, Master, we know that you don't favor people by their status and that you live by the truth and you communicate the truth. And that's something that can pass by our hearing as we listen to the central piece of the story where Jesus said, you know, give to Caesar what's Caesar's, give to God what is God's. But it is really true. And I've thought about our friends in Uganda many times. Friends, here we are in the middle of a crisis here in the United States. It's real. I mean, around the world, but we are who are living in the States or in Canada, we're not used to trials like this. I mean, in some ways, it's entirely unique, but we're not used to our world shutting down. We're not used to having sickness and disease and mortality so close to us. Like we can smell its breath, the battle that we have against death itself. And it's gripping us and it's shaking us and we're afraid and we're not used to not having financial security. I think about our brothers and sisters in places like Uganda, other parts of Africa and India, places we've been. And it's not an exaggeration to say that the kind of battles we're up against right now has been their daily bread. They've lived it their entire lives. Living in poverty, battling sickness every day. Many people dying young, early, not having the comforts of life. I mean, I remember here's a real simple thing. We give a retreat every few years to a large group of priests and bishops from five East African countries. And here they are, the bishops, the cardinals, the priests. And we're staying at the major seminary. And there's not room for everybody to have their own room and things like that. And so it's not uncommon for priests to sleep, you know, just on a sleeping bag on a concrete floor. It's not uncommon for the power to go out and to be out for days. It means no running water, no lights at night. I remember the first time that happened, in the middle of the night, I got up to go to the bathroom and the lights didn't work. And so I had my flashlight and the rest. And the next morning there was no water flowing because the pumps don't work. And I go out and here's a bucket of water. Every single door had a bucket of water or multiple buckets because in some rooms priests had to be piled in and they're just, again, sleeping on the floor or whatever. And for them, it's no big deal. You know, they just carried on like almost as if nothing's happening. I didn't hear any complaining. I didn't hear any, you know, I didn't see any anger or frustration. They're just used to it. And in the midst of it, many of them have malaria. They have all kinds of things that they're battling. And what I experienced is the kindness, joy of the Lord, and the rest of it. And I often would come home and say, wow, Lord, why am I teaching them? They're living in so many ways, such a heroic life, and they're up against so many trials and difficulties. And so we're being tested now, and so much gets revealed about me, about you, in this, you know, how easily frustrated I am, how upset I am about, you know, that the normal comforts and freedoms of life aren't there, the growing anxiety about what's going to happen to my, you know, retirement money, things like that. And then Jesus is talking to me, he says, Peter, here's how I want you to go through this time. Don't be anxious about anything. I'm with you. Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. In many ways, it's hard. But instead, seek first the kingdom of God and don't worry about tomorrow. But we almost like want to shake that off and say, no, we have to worry about tomorrow. And then we get caught up in the news cycle. The anxiety, the constant anxiety of the news. Another thing that I loved in Africa was typically we're unplugged from all of that noise. And what you have is you have one another. Yes, one another in trial and in difficulty and in want. But I'm telling you, I've met some of the most heroic brothers and sisters in those places. Their life is all about sacrifice. They're so used to living without comfort, so many of them. And yet they bear this treasure in earthen vessels. And they know they have this treasure and they rejoice in the Lord. So I think we're going to be really surprised, God willing, when we get to heaven, to see how many people are crowned and have a special place in heaven. And they're people that this world didn't even notice, you know, that were not important at all in the eyes of this world. But man, they are important to the King and in the kingdom of God. They gave him everything. He was their portion. He was their cup. He was their treasure. They lived from him in such a beautiful way. You know. And so one of the things we see here too today in St. Paul from his second letter to Timothy, he describes how important it is for us to know that we have the strength to get through every circumstance and the gift and the power of the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the gift of the Spirit. He said, God did not give you a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power, of love, and of self-control. So don't be ashamed to give testimony to the Lord. Even at a, he said, and bear your share of hardship now for the gospel and with the strength that comes from God. Brothers and sisters, the strength of God is with us. The world doesn't want us to see it. They want us to plug in. The devil wants us to plug in to the panic, the anxiety, the division, the anger, the rage that's in the world, because he doesn't want us to have peace in our heart and to listen to God and to abide in Jesus and to bear fruit. We need to take this truth today that Paul is giving to us. You have not been given, brother or sister listening today, a spirit of cowardice, but you've been given a spirit of power. It's the power that raised Jesus from the dead. The Spirit of God, the unstoppable, indestructible, all day, every day, Spirit of Jesus Christ has been given to you. And it's a power to help you love. It's a power to help you have self-control now. That means the self-control, friends, we have to, you know, it's easy to get caught up in all the talk and the anger and end up saying a lot of foolish things and we're frustrated and we're not used to this. The Lord wants us to be still, to know that he's God, that we now take up this hardship in the Lord and we don't have to be afraid because all our comforts are gone or the security that we thought we had in the future is gone. Yes, it shakes us, but it's a shaking that's meant, brothers and sisters, for us to come to terms with why we're so shaken and why the circumstances of life have such a hold on us. Jesus wants to strip some of that from so we can live in freedom and the treasure and lift up your eyes to the heavens where your help comes from. Your help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, and he's with you and he'll never leave you. Isn't that beautiful? That's your inheritance. Friends, let's receive it and walk in it. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.